Welcome back to the show. 5:39, 21 in front of 6 o'clock. Mark Arum and the Bananas at your beck and call till 7. 8 on the Mark Arum Show back sweat meter. Sticky out there. 86 degrees on Peachtree Street. Coming up in 30 minutes, we're going to play Millennial Match Game. 1 hour from now, Johnny Kilbasa with a fast food review. We do have a little bit of breaking news, though, this half hour.
Where is Hector?
For the first time in over 2 years, we have a guest live in studio, breaking the seal and joining us live. He's at the Punchline this weekend, our buddy Sugar Sammy. Sammy, so good to see you, man. You look fantastic.
Hey, so do you. Good to be back.
Are you honored that you're our first post-pandemic guest?
I definitely am honored. I'm honored.
And you were one of our last guests before. I think you were here in January of 2020 was the last time you were in Atlanta. Yeah. And then right after that,
we shut down in March.
Yeah, we shut down in March. So you bookended the pandemic.
So I'm your first, your last, your everything. Yeah, amazing.
Okay. Yeah, you're my one and only. I'm glad you're here because we just spent the city of Atlanta. What we've been discussing here is thinking about reversing a rule they have on the books. For the past 30 years, Sammy, they haven't allowed their off-duty officers to work part-time as security guards at strip clubs.
Okay.
Something really bad went down 30 years ago, and they're thinking about reversing that. And then as you walked in, I'm like, well, dang, you know, security in comics has been in the news a little bit since the Oscars and then Dave Chappelle. How often when you're on the road, A, do you have security, and B, are they ever off-duty police officers?
No, but it sounds like if they had the choice, off-duty police officers would definitely do the strip club before they would do the comedy club.
Yeah.
Like, let the guys have fun, man. Like,
yeah.
I do have security depending on where.
Yeah.
Depending on the places, you know. So the bigger the fan base, the more security you need. But I obviously do think that this is one of those times where it's been heavier lately than usual. And the Dave Chappelle one got me because that's the Hollywood Bowl. That was huge.
Yeah.
So it taught me two things because it takes a lot to jump that stage. One, the attacker was in great shape.
All right.
And two, security was really lazy
because
it took literally minutes and, you know, a lot of planning to get up there, and you know, they weren't able to get to him. But we're definitely living in those kind of times now.
I'm sure you've been asked about it a bunch, but I'm also sure, like, you and your fellow comics have discussed, you know, the slap at the Oscars and the Dave Chappelle thing. What are comics thinking about, you know, life on the road now and working venues where, listen, you know, if you've never seen Sammy, he's hilarious. He's going to tick some people off. Like, you don't pull any punches.
Yeah.
Does that change anything about what you do?
No, I mean, you don't want to be terrorized by that either.
Yeah.
You know? Like, you want to do your job as best as possible. And comics, that's our job, right? It's always to look at things from a different angle and sort of unbottle all of these things that, you know, people are thinking. And also, you know, come from also challenge popular discourse,
mm-hmm.
you know, so whatever's being said on TV and agreed on, you got to kind of go against it and challenge it and face it. And so a lot of that comes with, you know, some people disagreeing and you know, so I think the key for us is just to make sure that we're good writers and get a big laugh out of it.
Yeah.
You know, because as soon as you get a laugh, I think that calms people down, you know? So I think that's it's made it more challenging, but it's a challenge for us to be better writers. And also, I think it's one of those things where we've got to see what lines we can cross. But I love just going all the way with it and not worrying. So I've never been that guy who said, oh, if I go this far, what's going to happen?
I've seen enough of your stuff. You do not hold back.
Yeah, come to the show. You'll just have fun. And I think if you just can't take a joke and you don't have a sense of humor, don't go to comedy shows. That's not for you.
Indeed.
Go to the drama section on Netflix. That's your jam.
Netflix, find me something.
Yeah.
Internationally known comedian Sugar Sammy in studios at the Punchline this weekend. Tickets available online at punchline.com. Continuing our conversation with our first in-studio guest in over 2 years, comedian Sugar Sammy. Comedian, we were talking during the news, back on the road, and, you know, after such a prolonged absence, sit on the couch, your fan base has actually grown because everyone's been at home watching your stuff and discovering you in the last 2 years.
My Facebook went from like 250,000 to close to 1 million in a couple of years. And
yeah.
That's like, you know, we've just been posting content, putting stuff out there, and people were, you know, at home looking for stuff to do. And it definitely did wonders for us. So
So the pandemic, I mean, you couldn't earn, though, right? You couldn't get out there and do gigs.
No, but, you know, finally now, you know, that we're back on the road, it's like things are exploding. I think most comics are really happy and people are ready to have fun and have a great time. And, you know, every comic who's out there is saying the same thing. Hey, tickets are flying and people want to be back there. Enjoying humanity, you know. Yeah.
And Sammy's been on welfare for 2 years.
Yeah.
So you gotta get he's got mouths to feed.
And
so.
In Canada, so it's good.
Yeah. There you go.
So welfare is great.
Can you hang out for another segment?
Of course.
All right. Sugar Sammy in studio. When I say internationally known, he's internationally known and he can do comedy in multiple languages, which is I find mind-blowingly amazing. We'll talk about that. And his life on the road as a comic in studio. And again, he's at the Punchline this weekend. Tickets available online at punchline.com. You can find Sammy on Twitter at Sugar Sammy. Just spelled just the way it sounds.
Yeah.
At Sugar Sammy. He will not be your sugar daddy, though. We'll be right back. This is Atlanta's News and Talk with Mark Arum.
News, weather, traffic, and lots of fun. Atlanta's News and Talk with Mark Arum.
I got to make an apology to our in-studio guest, comedian Sugar Sammy. I totally blew it, Sammy. Before the show, I brought in the Mexican pizza from Taco Bell. It's back on the menu today, okay. And I brought a Mexican pizza for the fellas, and I totally whiffed and should have brought you one.
Oh, you know what? It's true. I needed the colon cleanse, and it could have been...
Wait, are you doing a show tonight?
Tomorrow.
All right, you're fine, then. You get a full day. Sammy's at the Punchline starting tomorrow. Tickets online at punchline.com. We mentioned in the last segment the different atmosphere in comedy now because of what had happened at the Oscars and with Dave Chappelle. Have you ever come close to having someone bum rush the stage or a fisticuffs or anything like that?
No, not really. I feel like I figure out a way to do it and still get them on my side. So I don't know. I figure because I do a lot of crowd work.
Yeah.
You know, I sort of involve the audience in it as well. So hasn't happened. You know, hasn't happened. Knock on wood. But I've heard of a lot of those things happening. Yeah. You see them online as well. But you know, you can't go up there worry about that. You got to know, just do your job and then, you know, get ready for it. There are now martial arts classes that they're offering comedians.
Oh, really good.
I have a friend who's like a self defense guy.
Yeah.
Like, check him out. His name is Nick Drosos. He's actually like, I want to teach comics how to defend
themselves.
That's
a great niche. Yeah. I mentioned you travel internationally. You do your show. Have you ever been in Eastern Europe, Ukraine? Have you ever done shows over there?
Last week. No, I'm kidding. no, I haven't. I haven't. Yeah. But there is a something online that I did in Chicago about the whole Ukrainian conflict. Right.
What's your take on that?
Well, it's a whole improv thing. So check it out on YouTube, Sugar Sammy Ukraine. But no, I don't want to spoil it online. It's a long bit. It's like a 5 hour, a 5 minute improv with this lady who's in a Slovakian lady in the audience.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Is that something that we can expect this weekend at the Punchline?
I'll go everywhere.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to get everything. Everything that people talk about, everything that people are offended by, it's going to be there. Come have fun. If you're going to be offended, like I said, just watch Netflix, go into the drama or documentary section, and that's your jam. But if you want to have fun and just let loose and laugh about everything, and I think that's the thing. A lot of people have been holding comedy hostage for the last few years.
Yeah.
Where, like, they're triggered by everything. And I always say, 90% of my show you'll love, 10% will probably hurt, but that 10% is different for everybody in the audience.
Sure.
Now, if I start listening to everybody in the audience, I have no show,
you get nothing,
you know?
Left. Yeah.
So there you go. So I just go all the way and then, you know, let the chips fall where they do.
It's so good to have you back. Folks, check them out at the Punchline stage, the legendary Punchline stage. Tickets online at punchline.com. If we want to see you on social media, websites, we want to see your stuff, where can we find you?
Just search Sugar Sammy everywhere and you'll find me.
I did that. I was like, I got to find that picture of me and Sugar Sammy, and I googled Mark Arum Sugar Sammy, and it legitimately took me to a Sugar Daddy page.
Amazing.
And I was like, oh, on a work computer too.
And I did see the photo you posted of us.
Yeah.
And we're both fatter in those photos.
Exactly.
So we got to take new photos
there
now.
You go. Sammy, great to see you, buddy.
Great to see
welcome
you.
Welcome back to Atlanta. Nonstop news feed next when we come back after that. Millennial Match Game and Johnny Kilbasa with a fast food review. This is Atlanta's News and Talk with Mark Arum on WSV.